Mariah Carey's coming up, and also The Fray.
Don't do that again.
What happened when I went into my forward life yesterday? I got progressed. You can get regress and go back. I went forward to another life. I went forward like 100 years. And I on a sofa upstairs at Radio 1 yesterday. Hear what happened soon.
And I think you were hard work, weren't you? Because it took an awful long time.
Oh, yeah, because you were supposed to go on under, weren't you? But then you were waiting for ages.
Yeah, you were in there for hours and hours and
hours. I
was
in there about 2 hours.
Yeah.
But I was enjoying it.
Did you go to sleep?
I was in a trance.
Yeah, but were you really, or did you just fall asleep?
I did have a nice rest on that sofa. I don't know whether I was hypnotised or not. Anyway, you can hear that soon.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Now, I did this thing yesterday where I lay on a sofa at Radio 1. No change there, really. But I went forward in time.
Wow.
Mm. Right, now, we've done past life regression before, where they kind of hypnotise you and take you back, back into time. But they can also take you forward into the future. And I was well up for a bit of that. Do you know who can do that?
Well, I would imagine it's a nice lady called Lindy.
Yes, it is.
I'm actually a professionally registered hypnotherapist, regressionist, progressionist, stroke healer. Basically, I work in hypnosis for straightforward problems, but also I work in past life regression, taking people back to possible lives that they've lived before. I also work in taking people into the future, into future life progression.
Now, I bet you're wondering at this point, Chopper, how is all this possible?
Well, I would imagine, Scott, it's because time is linear, you know, in a line. It isn't linear in a line. It's circular.
I'll ask you that again.
Yeah.
I bet you're wondering how all this is possible.
Well, I would imagine, Scott, it's because, you see, time isn't linear, as in a line. Time is, in fact, circular.
Let's find out.
That works on the theory that time isn't linear, it isn't in one line, it's circular. Yay. And so that we can access time at any point. We can go back, we can go forward, and it's rather like...
So like Back to the Future?
Like Back to the Future, it's like being in the TARDIS, but or moving in, you know, into surreal worlds without the TARDIS. It's like time travel, really, without the TARDIS.
Cool.
So you're going to be time travellers today.
Wow.
Can I be the Doctor? And you can be Catherine Tate.
Oh, thanks. Is there a similarity?
No, I meant him.
He thinks, yeah, that's me, not you.
Can I be Billy Piper?
Yeah
that's fine. Yeah, I'm happy to be Catherine. I'm not bothered.
There again.
I can't believe I wheeled out that gag again with the nice lady off of Future Life.
Oh, dear.
So I thought, I'm well up for a bit of this. This is going to be like being in an episode of Doctor Who. Mate, and I was expecting this kind of thing. And maybe a bit of this.
Troop 5, Floor 1. Troop 6, Floor 2. Identify humans and find the transmitter.
And next on Radio 1... You can find out if it was like that or not. It's 8:45. Pigeon Detectives are our record of the week. This is an emergency. Turn it up, it's Friday. Pigeon Detectives, This Is an Emergency. Bit of a tune, isn't it?
It's all right. It's good.
And a new album from them, End of May. God, they got that going quick, didn't they? Straight there.
Hard workers.
Now, there was a bit of a problem with Truth or Dare earlier, which I was annoyed about. So was Wacky Becky. She wasn't wacky at all, she was angry Becky. But it is on after 9 o'clock with you. Sorry.
Can we not go back to having problems with it?
Well, fingers crossed it's on. There was a problem, but I think it's been sorted out. So hopefully Truth or Dare after 9, today focusing mostly on you.
I don't think I'll be as interesting or as entertaining as yours. Are we going to find out now whether the future's bright, the future's orange?
Yeah. Right, so this is what happened yesterday when I was forwarded into another life or something. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, was it like Doctor Who? Well, you're about to find out. This is what happened when I was under the trance yesterday.
Troop 5, floor 1, Troop 6, floor...
No, that's not... That's off of Doctor Who. Here's what happened. Check my voice out as well. It goes really weird.
Can you see where you are? Can you see anything around you? Is it light or is it dark?
Quite light.
Quite light.
Quite light.
Quite light.
Quite light. Was that... So you go
That's
forward,
probably what I taught, like, first thing in the morning.
You go forward 100 years, we're expected to be something like Doctor Who, and you're asked whether it's light or dark.
There's more.
Do you feel like you're male? Female.
Male.
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 Do you know when you get recorded for quite a lot of things?
Yes.
Like this, or when you did the ghost hunting?
Yes.
You always sound like Alan Partridge.
I know.
So is that your real voice?
No.
And this voice that you do on the radio is kind of put on slightly and has all the tricks and stuff that go through the desk?
I speak to you not while I'm not on the radio.
I'm going
to
listen more carefully now because I think it sounds... I think you do sound more like Alan Partridge.
Get lost. Truth or Dare coming at 9. I can't wait.
Does it feel...
like a desert. Nothing there.
Does it feel like this desert goes on for a long, long way? Is this a big, big place?
Yes.
Like deserts do.
So deserts do tend to be quite big. They are the size of a sandpit.
I'm in a desert and it's big.
And it's light.
And it's light.
And you're a man.
And I'm a man, right?
Oh, bring on the doctor.
This is not as exactly as exciting as Doctor Who,
is there
is
a Dalek, at least?
Right, this is the next bit.
Troop 5, floor 1.
No, it's not. I'll carry on, though.
If you were to run your hands down yourself, is that a physical human male body that we would recognise?
Yes.
And when you run your hands down yourself like that, try and feel the clothes that you're wearing. Can you feel those clothes?
No.
No.
Oh, my God, you're naked.
I'm naked in the desert.
You're naked in the desert.
Yeah.
And it's light.
It's light. It's a big desert. I'm naked.
This wasn't filmed, was it?
No, this
thank God
didn't actually
that.
Make me touch my buddy at the time.
If I were to ask you how old you feel you are, what's the first age that comes into your mind?
25.
So I am.
This is just happening normally.
Tell me about your hair.
Long.
I've got long hair.
You've got long
hair.
Can I just ask?
Right.
Is there a small chance here that you might just be on a nudist beach?
I don't know.
Because you're naked and there's a bit of sand around.
I'm a bit confused. I think it's the desert. It might just be a nudist beach.
What do you feel like?
Tired. Just physically tired.
You do work very hard.
Thank you.
The building that you're in, does that feel big? Does it feel...
big.
Is this your home? Does it feel like home?
Yeah.
Now, if you're confused, right...
I am at the moment.
I'm not in the desert anymore.
Oh, right.
I've moved on to my next life now.
So you're in your... not this... another life?
Yeah. Not the life where I'm on the nudist beach. I'm in another life again.
Have you got clothes on?
This time, I'm in a building, right...
Do you have any idea of where this building is?
Countryside.
So I'm in the countryside, in a building.
You could be in a shed at the bottom of the garden. No, in the
are
last one.
Are there windows in your home?
Yeah.
Are there windows in your home?
Right, so you've got some windows there.
Yeah, I've got windows in my house.
If I ask you what country, where you think this place is, what is just the first thing that comes into your head?
America.
What kind of food do you like eating in your new home in America?
Healthy food.
I like healthy food and I live in America.
Right. Do you think at the moment that maybe a combination of Russell T. Davis and David Tennant are sat listening, making notes for their... Because next year, of course, there isn't a series. It's just some one-off specials. So maybe this could be a whole one-off special for Doctor Who.
Some people are saying I'm Jesus. No, I'm not. More people, I'm in the future.
More people are saying you're Peter Stringfellow on a nudist speech.
What about friends? Have you got any friends?
Mm-hmm.
These male or female friends?
Female.
Oh my God, I am Peter Stringfellow.
You've got some female friends?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living? Do you know if you work? Do you need money to live?
No.
Is there money?
Yeah.
So would I be right in saying that you have sufficient means? You're comfortable without working?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Are you Paris Hilton?
I'm like Mayor. I'm the Paris Hilton of the future.
Have you ever worked in the lifetime that you're in now? Have you worked at all?
No.
You are?
No.
I bet you can't wait to get to this one.
Do you understand where that money came from?
Inherited.
So you inherited it. Did you inherit it from family?
Mm.
Oh my God, that's hot.
So you inherited it. You don't have to work. You don't want to work, and you're in the States.
I can't wait to get to that life.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
You know your progression to the future.
Yeah.
Somebody made this point on the text. Your sort of desert anecdote, you basically just sound like you're in that Visa ad.
Does it feel...
like a desert. Nothing there.
Does it feel like this desert goes on for a long, long way? Is this a big, big place?
Yes.
Does it feel like home?
Yeah.
Feels like home.
Yeah, but you were naked and you had long hair, which is just basically that Visa ad with that bloke running along naked.
So I'm dreaming of the man in the Visa ad.
You're just dreaming of the Visa ad with a naked man.
No, I wasn't asleep.
I thought you were asleep.
I wasn't, well, it
you were
felt
in a
like
trance.
When I came out of the trance, I felt like I'd been to sleep.
Right, so I just think you're dreaming there about that ad. And the second one, the big house in the country.
How do you explain that with those are hot chicks?
I think you're dreaming about the Man of Born Christmas special.
I need you, boo.